Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is myself, Nigel, bringing you your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. Anything I can pretend that fits into that wide-ranging list of genres. And tonight I'm going to bring you tunes and a bit of news and a bit of gabbing and some events coming up in the near future. That kind of thing. And tonight I started with a new release that was Faderhead from his just off the press latest album Black Friday. That was a track called Baby Firefly, and I think this came out officially last Friday, so it's less than a week old at the moment. I've had my copy for a few hours and it's pretty much turning out to be the album we wanted from Sammy. He's created something that's quite incredibly dance floor dance floor friendly. And so it's got lots of stomping tunes on it. He's not focused on the ballads as much as he did on FH3. So if you didn't really enjoy the ballady stuff he was coming out with for that, this is actually well worth checking out. And if you go to, I think it's blackfriday.com, or if you Google Black Friday, you'll find the website for Black Friday. And it's basically got a little bunch of flash widgets where you can preview every track so you can get a good idea of what it sounds like. So yes, that's Baby Firefly from Black Friday by Faderhead. Good stuff there. And like I say, I'm going to continue with a load of stuff, but for the moment, I'm going to play some Edge of Dawn off their latest album, Everything That Gets You Through the Night.
I'm out of light.
I need a place I can go.
I'm out of reach.
Heard there, Ashbury Heights with Cry Havoc from Three Cheers for the Newly Deads. Before that, we had The Birthday Massacre with Always from their latest album, Pins and Needles. And before that, we had Edge of Dawn with Beyond the Gate from the title track, the opening track of Anything That Gets You Through the Night. Three great tracks and a lot to talk about regarding those bands. Ashbury Heights, I don't know if you've been following them online, but this last week, the lead singer has announced, I think the lead guy's called Anders, and he's announced that he won't be making any music, any more music. The gist of the post he put up online seemed to revolve around the fact that he seemed to have thought his band were forced into a small subgenre of electronic music, signed to an inappropriate label, and really didn't get all the gigs they kind of really deserved, and weren't making it after 5 years and two albums. To be honest, I'm not quite sure what was going on, because a few days later, after this kind of bounced around the internet and lots of people took the mickey out of them, it seemed that he took the post down, said, oh, that was kind of badly worded, I didn't really mean to offend anyone, it was kind of not well thought out, and has put up a much more succinct and polite posting saying he's just not going to make any more music. Now, it just also seemed that he implied that his label owned the rights to any music he makes in the future, which to me seems a bit odd. I'm not aware of that being a kind of standard clause. It certainly would be a scary thing to sign, signing away all future music. So I'm not quite sure what happened there, if it was interpreted badly, but certainly seems to be out of the music making business for the time being. Hopefully in the future him and his label will get all the details sorted out. Hopefully he'll be back to making music, and hopefully it'll be as good as that. The highlight of the Ashbury Heights career, in my mind, was the first album, Three Cheers for the Newly Dead. Lots of incredibly catchy stuff, and no matter how much I've tried, I've listened to their latest album, and it's just not clicked with me. It just seems to kind of go past you in a very wishy-washy style. There's none of them cheesy pop tracks that just make you grin and like them anyway, even though you know they're probably a bit too cheesy. So that's a real shame. Now, what else was I going to mention? The other two bands, Birthday Massacre, they recently played Sheffield and did a storming job. I think everyone enjoyed the gig. The Sheffield venue, the Corporation, does suit that band very well. I've seen Birthday Massacre there and over in Manchester at Satan's Hollow, and Satan's Hollow really isn't a great venue for live bands. I imagine it's a brilliant venue for club nights and things like that, but for live bands, you just don't get the space for the crowd to be able to see the band. The band aren't on a range stage, so it's just struggling. So it was great to see the Birthday Massacre on a nice race stage at the Corporation, a good size gig room, and the whole crowd seemed to enjoy it quite a lot. And I think, even though my first impression of Pins and Needles was kind of, again, this is a bit of a wishy-washy album, no major jump-out standout tracks, it's growing on me. It's actually changing. I've listened to it a few times, seen the live, and the material is great. It stands up to their other two albums, so it's well worth checking out. And if you think it's sounding a bit wishy-washy, it may grow on you as well. Well worth listening to. And the third item was Edge of Dawn. They have announced they're releasing a new EP called Stage Fright, due out in the first week of December on Dependent, presumably with a bunch of stuff that's tied in with the current album, Anything That Gets You Through the Night. So it's hopefully there'll be new stuff on there as well. Always good to hear new tracks from a band like Edge of Dawn, because to be honest, that is a high quality album as well. Lots of really good stuff has come out recently, and now it seems like a bit of a lull again, album wise, but we do have a big bunch of stuff that's been released over the past 2 or 3 months, so well worth following. Right, one other thing. Yes, I knew I was going to mention one other thing. A band called Skin Job, I've played a few times, and I'm currently waiting for them to get their latest album, well, their first big album released. They've only released an EP so far, and I'm following Fitz online, and he keeps mentioning how far he's getting in progress with the album. It seems to be a labour of love. He's trying to get it just perfect and putting a lot of effort in. That's why it's taking such a long time. Unfortunately, both Fitz and Susanna, the lead singer and keyboard player from Skin Job, were in a bad car accident a couple of weeks ago. Certainly hospital treatment was needed, but it seems they're kind of okay and recovering, with just some bruises and cuts and things like that. Now, this was just at the end of the night, so in a taxi that they weren't in control of. So it seems it's bad luck that could have happened to anyone. So kids, remember, wear your seatbelts, even in the back of a taxi, even if you feel dead safe, because you don't know who's going to be drunk and run into you. So hopefully they're all okay. From what I've seen online, they do seem to be recovering nicely, and hopefully it won't have messed up the plans for getting the album out sometime this year. So definitely get well soon to Fitz and Susanna. Right. I'm now going to continue with some tunes, because you're probably sick of hearing my voice. This is probably a bit surprising, but I don't know. There's something about this guy that is well worth playing.
Check.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Combi Christ with Slave to Machine from their latest album, Making Monsters. I've got to say, that album, again, is seeming to be a really good one. It took a while for me to notice the first couple of listens, but it's really reminding me of late Icon of Coil, early Panzer AG, kind of that point in Andy Lepagua's career. And he just seems to have gone away from shouting for the sake of it and actually bringing tunes back in. And I think that's what everyone likes about everything from everything he's done, really. That kind of hook he's always got, high-quality tunes he comes out with, even though they're really quite cutting-edge and industrial and shouty. So very good stuff from Combi Christ there. Before that, we had Rob Zombie with Dragula from an album from good few years ago now, Hellbilly Deluxe. But whenever anyone mentions Rob Zombie to me, I think of either Dragula or the White Zombie track More Human Than Human. Those two are the ones that really stick in my mind and probably do with a lot of other people as well. So really storming tracks. And the reason that got played was he's announced a tour. This nicely brings me into what's happening. He's announced a UK tour, and the nearest place he's playing is the O2 Academy in Leeds, and that's on the 21st of February 2011. So a good few months off yet, but I imagine tickets are going to go fast. They're currently listed as £26.50 plus all the various fees you'd probably incur. And we're looking at the o2academyleeds.co.uk for the website. So I'm incredibly tempted to get myself along to that one, but it's now time to actually run down all the other gigs and clubs, slightly more pending, let's say, the ones in the next couple of weeks or so. On Saturday the 6th of November, we have Faderhead and Uberbyte at the Corporation in Sheffield. That is £10 in advance, doors at 7 p.m, and the Corporation's website is corporation.org.uk. Remember that for the next two ones, because on Friday the 19th of November, they're running two gigs in parallel at the Corporation. They're running Atari Teenage Riot in the main room, £17 in advance, doors 7 p.m, and in the small room, they're having Lahania, supported by Dionysus and Exoteric. That one 7 p.m. 7 p.m. and £7 in advance. So that's quite a diverse range of stuff to have in one night. So I'm not sure where I'd end up with that choice. Potentially ATR, because just haven't seen them ever before. So good stuff there. What else have I got in my big list of things to mention? I've mentioned Rob Zombie. Carpe Noctem. It's got a zombie night happening on Saturday the 30th of October at the Zubar in Bradford. Live music from Flesh Eating Foundation and 1999. Doors are 8:30. The band start at 9 p.m. and there's DJs until 3 a.m. And it's £2 on the door if you dress as a zombie, £3 for everyone else. And more information at gothupnorth.co.uk for that one. The reason why there doesn't seem to be a massive list of things going on is probably connected to the fact you've got Whitby Goth Weekend on the 28th to the 31st. So that's involving, the main event is involving Wayne Hussey, Autumn Cannibals, Manuscript, The Stripper Project, Project and The Last Cry. So, you know, if you're going to Whitby, you already know about that. And there's all the alternative events, which are just far too many to list and also a bit awkward to actually work out all the different ones going on. If you haven't decided, an ex-presenter of mine, a chap called Adam, has got a website called modelofcontrol.com. If you go there, he's done a really good list of stuff coming up, and it includes as many of the Whitby alternative events that he can find details on. So if you want to check out the Whitby alternative events, that's at least one place I know online that's got a decent list of, well, most of them, I think, possibly all. So there's that. It would be terrible not to mention the fact that every week here in Bradford we have Bad Moon Rising every Thursday at the Zubar. More information on that can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk, and that's free entry. And also similarly, Black Sheep in Leeds is every Sunday at the Upstairs Room in Santiago's. That runs 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Free entry. More information at sheepish.net. And the last piece of news is something I've mentioned on previous shows, so it should be pretty soon. The Covenant are set to release a new single called Lightbringer, due on October the 22nd, which is tomorrow, I believe. So we'll be checking that out, and hopefully I'll have a copy of it by the time my next show comes around. But as I've been chatting for a bit, I'm going to continue with some Komar Commando, I think. That's what I've queued up. Yes, here's Dasu.
Welcome to Das. Welcome to Das.
Yes. 69. When the blackout hits, it's still not enough. And I'm stuck, and I'm gonna die. Shit, this guy's gonna soon to arrive.
That was Alter de Rune with Shit Disco from Kinetic Volume 3 compilation. And before that, we had Komal Commando with Das Unz from Das EP. Quite comedy naming, but very descriptive of what they are. All great bands. And I'm now just going to pass around with tunes, see how many more I can fit in with the show. And I honestly can't remember what I've got lined up, so let's see what it is. Thank you. Okay, that was quite clearly How to Destroy Angels, the new project from Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and his wife. And that is pretty much all I've got time for tonight. I've run fairly low on time, but as always, check all the gigs and events I've told you about online. There's usually some information about them, and things do change between the time the show airs and by the time these events happen. So I try to keep you up to date, but things can change, things can get cancelled. So check those out, and if you are getting in touch, drop me a line. You should be able to find my profile at the BCB Radio website, so check that out. Send me a message request, or tell me about gigs and clubs, events, stuff like that. Anyway, that's it from me. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more of the same. I will leave you tonight with Rotterdam with quite an old track from theirs. This is Electronic World Transmission from Truth is Fanatic.
Just a single principle. Just a single principle.